Hello, my name is Sullivan Pierce. I'm in cohort 36, and my capstone projects are called Surge Tracker and the Great Smoky Mountain Map.
Sullivan, thanks so much for hopping on here. So this is something a little different. This is our first virtual podcast interviews for each of the graduating NSS students. So, we've been doing this for a while, and I have a feeling, even though you're our first guest today, our first graduating student today, I have a really good feeling that this is going to go super well because what makes these interviews work, I believe, it really comes down to the stories of each student. We'll talk about not only what you were doing before NSS, but we're going to be talking about your projects and what you've created these last 6 months. And then we'll talk a little about what's next for you. So even though we're virtual, even though we're doing this a little bit different, times are different today, I'm really excited to get the chance to talk with you and the whole cohort. So before we talk about your projects, can you catch me up? What were you doing before NSS? How did you end up making this decision to change your life?
Well, I graduated college not too long ago. I graduated college in 2018
Where'd you go to college?
to UNC Asheville, over here in Western North Carolina. And then I graduated with a degree in math and was not sure how or if I wanted to use it in any way, and ended up spending a year doing construction, working on houses, because I just found the opportunity to do that. And that's always something I wanted to learn more about because I love working with my hands. And then after a little while on that, I knew that wasn't something I wanted to do long term. So I was kind of looking for opportunities, trying to decide what I wanted to do going forward. And then kind of randomly, I had a family member who lives in Nashville tell me about the Nashville Software School because she has a lot
Really?
of coworkers who went there.
Who is your family member? Shout out.
Her name's Becca Taylor.
Hey.
Yeah, she was just like, "You should go to Nashville Software School." I was like, "What the heck is that?" And she told me about it, and I was like, "Oh, I did have this one coding class in college. There's one coding class required for a math degree, and I had really, really enjoyed it." So I started doing a little bit of learning online and thinking about this some more and being like, I think I could actually really like this. And then as I kind of learned more about web development is about, then I just thought, yeah, I really enjoy the problem solving aspect of it, of like thinking of creative solutions, and just it kind of scratches the same itch of construction, of getting to like create something, but in a different
Yeah.
way, more mentally challenging way.
Yeah, I totally get
So I really
that.
enjoy that aspect of it.
I always love to hear how, no matter what someone's past was, you can somehow still use that into the future. So being a carpenter or a house framer, you're still building things, and that's awesome. So did you move to Nashville just for this? How did that
I
work?
did, yeah. I moved 3 days before we started class, so yeah. But
Man.
now I'm trying to stick around for a while, I think.
Yeah, you want to plan to stay here in town?
I think so, yeah.
Well, we've got the tech jobs, even though times are looking a little different today, we know that folks are still hiring, and this new skill set, I think, is going to definitely help everybody going through this. So, man, that's so cool. So, let's talk about what you've been building here. Now that you've been in Nashville, you've been going to NSS, whichever project you want to start with, what is it and how did you build it?
My front-end one is called Surge Tracker, and I got the idea for it from a friend of mine who works at an HCA hospital. Because I was really just kind of reaching out, trying to get ideas for like a cool problem to solve with my app, and he talked about to me about how their whole inventory system and keeping track of the supplies that are used in a surgery is just like all done on paper and just like could be totally streamlined. So I wanted to just create, a mock-up idea of like what that could actually look like to do that on an app. And so we just built it with React. I didn't end up using any crazy technologies on that, but it was just really cool to get to dive into React and figure out how to manipulate the data and pass it to different types of users. Yeah, I really enjoyed building that one. It was really cool. And just figuring out a cool way to keep track of the supplies as it's passed from person to person and then used in surgery. So, yeah.
Makes sense too, being in Nashville, there's so many healthcare tech
Yeah,
jobs.
for real.
Were you surprised by that when you moved to Nashville? About how big healthcare was?
Yeah, no, I'd never really thought about it until people started talking about it. I was like, oh yeah, it's crazy.
Right. So how about your other project?
So my second project is called the Great Smoky Mountain Map. And for that one, I really wanted to integrate a new technology that I hadn't used before into it. It's a full stack app, React front end and a Django REST back end. But I had a classmate who used Leaflet and Mapbox in her front end. And I thought, oh, that'd be really cool to do something with that. And I was also thinking, I just love national parks. I'd love to do something to do with national parks. So I was like, just kind of putting those ideas together in my head. And I thought it'd be something fun to make and something that could like get people excited about going outside, which maybe not the best thing right now, but will be one day again.
Right. Well, you can social distance up there in the mountains.
Yeah, yeah. Well, they just closed down the park.
Oh,
so
no.
For the next couple of months, my app is irrelevant. But So I created this app that it's basically mostly map-based. So there's a map of the Great Smoky Mountains National Park. And then it has already built-in markers that show you all the trailheads of the best trails. It has information about them. And then you can add your own markers. So you can click on any point of the map and add a marker on that spot. And the idea is that you can either use this to like keep memories, like you can put a picture with your own marker and mark it private so that only you can see it and like keep track of where you've been in the park. Or you could like post a piece of advice to other people. Like you could say, this is my favorite fishing spot and I want to share it with other people. Or like, this is my favorite hike. Or like, if you really want to see a bear, like this is the spot you should go at this
time.
Whoa,
something bear sighting.
Something like that. So yeah, it's the whole thing is kind of simple, but it was fun to actually make something that I think looks pretty good and use something new and then make something that I enjoyed making. And
well, yeah, before we know it, you'll be out there in the Smoky Mountains using it. So final question is just, do you have a preference for the kind of work you want to be doing in the future? Are you looking for more front-end work or back-end work? Or what are you excited about, just thinking about as the future unfolds?
Yeah, I don't think I have a huge preference now at this point, especially after doing my back-end capstone and working on both sides. I really enjoy both. And just the biggest thing I want is I want to be in a place where I have the chance to learn a lot more. Because I know that we've just dipped our toes into the whole tech world and there's so much more out there. So I'd really love a job just where I have opportunities to put my hands on new things and be a part of a lot that's going on and just gain more knowledge and figure out the things that I want to go deeper on. Because I know there will be specific things that once I get started learning, I'll be like, oh, I really want to go deeper on this. But for now, I'd really love to just kind of get a broad knowledge.
Well, thanks so much for sharing a bit about your story. I'm excited about what you're doing, and I'm looking forward to seeing how the future unfolds.
Yeah, me too. Thank you very much.